this Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Wander down this road that we call life. It's what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me. When this Boy Meets World.
This is our first Valentine's Day since we broke up, and very possibly the last one before we're married. I want this Valentine's Day to set the stage for every Valentine's Day we share together for the rest of our lives. Hey, I'm even wearing my red turtleneck for the romantic carriage ride. So, what are you wearing?
Pair of jeans, the same shirt I've had on for a week, and Tommy Hilfiger socks. Look, Corey, Valentine's Day is not really a big deal for me, so I'd rather not talk about it, okay?
Because you miss Angela.
Because I'm at a payphone and there are cowboys around.
Well, I miss you, buddy.
Okay, fine.
Aren't you gonna say it?
Say what?
You miss me too.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
You don't miss me?
Let's not talk about this right now.
Ain't nothing wrong wishing another man a happy Valentine's Day, isn't that right, boys?
Oh, hell no. Well, hey, I got you to do something, Luke.
Oh, here chocolates? Oh.
Happy Valentine's Day, Cor.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, Shawnee.
Sean's still on his quest for self-discovery?
Forget Sean. Enough Sean in his search for himself, and is he going out with Angela or is he not? This Valentine's Day is about us, baby. Ring-a-ding-ding, huh? The focus is back on us.
I know Valentine's Day is very important to you, Corey. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Huh? You remember what happened last year, right?
Oh, please, let's not talk about last year.
No. Last year.
Here we go.
Last year, we were... I mean, you and I were... I can't even talk about it.
Broken up because you kissed another girl?
Like an elephant, the memory on this one. You know, what about you? You kissed that soap opera guy.
You mean the artist.
Whatever. The point is, where have you been? I mean, today was the day we were supposed to talk about our plans for Valentine's Day. You knew that.
Morgan called me. She needed a ride home from school.
Morgan, why did you call her? Why didn't you call Mom? You know today is the day before Valentine's Day. You know I am trying to get the focus back on Corey and Topanga.
Mom forgot about me again. Just like she forgot to buy the Valentine's for me to hand out at school, which is why Bobby Porterfield thinks I don't like him, which is why he didn't invite me to his party tomorrow night. I'm very sad about this. Hey.
No.
Why don't we invite Morgan to spend Valentine's Day with us?
No! You want to hear what my answer is?
No! Corey, this party was very important to your sister. With the new baby coming, she's feeling very excluded.
You know who else feels excluded? Me!
This is your sister.
That's why I never asked her out on a date. Now, does our first engaged Valentine's Day mean nothing to you at all?
Of course it means something to me, Corey, but sometimes things come up that are more important than you and me.
Oh, what's more important than you and me, except me?
Sometimes things come up.
I hate that things come up. I hate it, I hate it.
Don't look at me if I repulse you.
I never said repulse.
You laughed at me when I tried on the orange dress.
You look like the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Eric, your mother is enormous for a reason.
Enormous?
Well, what do you want me to say?
I am 7.5 months pregnant. I waddle. I can hear my thighs rub together like a human cricket.
Oh, my mommy said thighs rub together.
You still love me?
No.
Of course I love you. Look what I got you.
Dried fruit? You got me dried fruit?
Well, I thought because it's fat.
Why don't you just paint Goodyear on my butt and fly me over the Super Bowl?
Is it Matthews?
What?
I think you are beautiful. Hey.
No.
I have an idea.
No ideas.
Why don't we have a Valentine's Day baby shower?
Why don't we not?
Morgan, you can help me plan the party, and Mrs. Matthews, it'll just be us girls.
That's discriminatory, and I won't stand for it.
Actually, it sounds very nice.
What's wrong with you, huh? Why do you always have to help everybody? You're sick. You're a sick little girl.
She said nice. Baby shower it is. We're going bowling.
Eric, tell Rachel she's invited too.
Oh, cool, because I know she doesn't have a date, and Jack and I have been meaning to do a little guy bonding, you know, since, you know, the incident. So,
Oh, idea. Hey, all guy card game, my house, Valentine's Day.
Bowling today, cards tomorrow. I'm a man again.
This is a runaway train. Topanga, I made dinner reservations a year in advance.
Didn't you hear, Topanga? It'll make your mother happy. I need your mother to be happy.
You're hurting my shoulder.
Corey, I promise this won't interfere with our plans.
Lather.
I promise you a wonderful evening right after the shower's over.
I want insurance.
You have my word.
Your word means nothing.
What do you want?
I
want
to throw the shower.
Corey, it's for women. You don't even belong there.
I don't care. I belong with you, and I want my mother to have a joyous day and everybody out by noon.
Corey, you don't have to do this.
Oh, yes, he does. I want you fat and happy. That's an expression.
What do you know about baby showers?
Everything. What's not to know about baby showers? I am a baby shower machine.
What do you really know about baby showers?
I've never even heard of one.
Remember, this is strictly platonic.
We're just friends.
Good friends.
The best.
Jack. Jack. I think we have to tell Eric about this.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I should be the one to tell him. I mean, I'm his best friend.
Jeff, you know what? Maybe we should stop until we tell Eric. I think
yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
You're right. Yeah, we should stop. This is...
One more big one?
Okay. I'm just trying to liven up the party.
No one wants to play guess the weight of the pregnant lady.
There's prizes. Lady prizes. I went to the bra store.
This baby shower stinks.
Yes, it does. Because Corey thinks a baby shower is a bachelor party for pregnant ladies.
Hi, this is about a blessed event, which I treat with deep respect. Uh-oh. Huh? Huh? Who could this be? Let's have a look. Ooh, the pizza delivery man. I didn't order any pizza. Did you order any pizza? Let's see what he wants.
I got a hot slice for Mrs. Matthews.
There she is. There she is. $49, baby.
Your mother looks humiliated.
Now, she's having a great time.
Stop. Stop this now.
Well, this has never happened before.
Well, it has now. Get out. And leave the pizza.
Lady, the last thing you need is pizza.
You know what? The party's over. Thanks. I need to be by myself.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you for coming. Well, that was one great party, huh? All right, now go get on your Valentine's Day clothes.
Corey, I'm not going out.
What do you mean you're not going out?
All I wanted to do was something nice for your family.
Why?
Because they're going to be my family, too, someday.
Right. They're going to be your family, too, someday. You know why?
Why?
Me.
What?
Me. You want to get to them, you go through me. We had plans together, and I will not... Or Chica.
Sometimes plans change, Corey.
Take a hike, screw up.
You know, dude, this is going to be great. You and me hanging out together like we used to, you know, just like old times before, you know, the incident.
Yeah, listen, you know, I don't want to bring you down before the party, and this is something that's kind of hard for me to talk to you about.
Oh, man. I am so insensitive. Here you are still grieving over the loss of your father. I'm throwing a party. You know something? Let's forget about the party. Let's go to the cemetery.
No, no, Eric, that's not it. It's,
Oh, I know what it is. She's not that good a kisser.
No, she's a good kisser.
You don't feel comfortable around her.
I feel comfortable around her.
You don't like girls. You know something?
Wait, I kind of knew. I don't like girls.
No, see, you just think you like
girls. No, I like girls. And I like her.
Well, man, what do you want to say to me?
Hi. Is there anything more delightful than Philadelphia in February?
9 months is too damn long.
Eric, thank you for inviting me. I love you like a son, my boy.
Okay, what's wrong with Feeney?
I'm way over. You said I look spiffy. Making me feel weird, George.
You look spiffy.
Oh, just keep it up.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's come over me. I woke up smiling, laughing, humming little tunes. It's very disconcerting.
Okay, dude, fix him. He doesn't need to be fixed.
But that is not my Feeny. Can't you see the man's in love? How do you see that?
All right. Listen, when two people are in love...
Hey, Feeny, you got that love thing?
No. You think that's it? No, no. No. No, that emotion I haven't been familiar with for so long that I couldn't possibly... I think I'm crazy.
Feeny? Feeny's in love with who? Is it Feeny and the Dean? That's why she won't go out with me. She likes you.
Feeny, you're in love with Dean Bolander?
No, no. Hmm. Although I have to admit that I do find the woman. Jack, you think I'm in love?
Well, sometimes two people are drawn to each other for reasons even they don't understand. But love is a sacred thing, and their best friend should try to understand.
I am never throwing a baby shower for those broads again.
A baby shower? That's wonderful.
It didn't go well?
No, they don't appreciate anything. I go to all this trouble of trying to find this great-looking guy to strip for mommy, and they're angry at me. Can you believe that?
There's a face.
Cheese poofy?
Cheese poofies will just make me fatter. These are good.
Mrs. Matthews, why don't you open your presents?
Because Corey probably gave me a moo-moo.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Matthews, it'll be fine.
Yeah, this one's from me.
Okay. You know, after the baby's born... Something special for mommy?
More like for daddy.
Oh, that is very sexy, Mrs. Matthews.
Can't believe I'll ever fit in something like this again.
Oh, Mrs. Matthews, you were going to be so sexy. Mr. Matthews is going to get you pregnant all over again.
I hope not.
Here, this one's from Morgan.
You probably won't like it.
Oh, honey.
It's the sweater I wore when you brought me home from the hospital.
I remember. Why are you giving this up?
It's a baby sweater. I'm not the baby anymore.
Morgan, you will always be my baby.
Thanks, Mom, but I'm old enough to know that I won't.
Okay, you know what? We're going to spend some time together. For the next 6 weeks, until the baby comes, you and I are going to be inseparable. Whoa.
This day was important to me. Topanga knew that.
It was a very important day to your mother, too.
Yes, but it didn't have to be today. Today was our day, you know? Sometimes things come up. What came up? Mom will still be pregnant tomorrow. This was our first engaged Valentine's
Day. Corey, your mother needed this.
I needed to be with Topanga on Valentine's Day. I needed to make up for last year.
You're being incredibly selfish.
I'm being selfish because I wanted to spend the one day you're supposed to spend with your girlfriend with my girlfriend. Yeah, I'm a bad man, huh?
Corey, you spend every day with her.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that, yeah, you can be in love with somebody, but the world still goes on around you. Topanga knows that. You don't.
This is a lovely party.
It's Topanga.
Oh, see that? She can't be without me. I'm right. You're wrong. Ha.
For Dad.
Ha. Again, she disappoints.
Her water broke. What does that mean?
Oh, dude, that means like whoosh. Oh.
What? The baby isn't due for another 6 weeks. Can't they put the water back in? Put some new water in? Oh, well, that's that then, huh? Thanks, Topanga. Well, we're having a baby. Right now. Let's go. Baby time!
Baby time.
Baby time. Baby time. Baby time. Baby time.
Hey, I'm having a baby. I need my wife.
Mr. Matthews, it's okay. They're just prepping her for her C-section.
Oh, but I want to...
You can be in the operating room.
Oh, okay. Where
right
do I...
Right this way. They already paged Dr. Taylor for you. She's waiting. Hang in there, Dad.
Thank you. Dad, you... I like you calling me Dad. Keep it up.
Dr. Seidel, line one, please. Dr.
Took care of everything, huh?
Yes. Your dad's okay, your mom's okay, and I think that's everything that matters, right?
Yeah, that's everything that matters.
Corey, what's wrong?
Nothing. It's just, I mean, can't we at least go get a cup of coffee together or something?
Corey, you're about ready to have a new baby brother or sister, and all you can think about is us?
Yeah.
So, did you tell him?
Yeah. Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, I'm not sure he gets it.
What do you mean you're not sure that he gets it?
Coo-coo! Coo-coo-coo! Coo-coo!
Yeah, there's a possibility he doesn't get it.
Rachel, I can't do it.
Jack, we have to tell Eric about us.
I know, but I was just thinking. I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's not worth breaking up a friendship over. I mean, it was just one kiss. And it was a second kiss. Some hugging. Come here.
Jack, no, we can't do this here. You know what? I've known Eric a lot less time than you have. Maybe it would be easier if I told him.
Yeah, that's good. That'd be easier on me. Yeah, go get him. No, it's okay.
Eric, I need to talk to you about...
babies.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm getting to know the neighbors. Come here, look at this. You see this empty bassinet? That's where the new baby Matthews is going to go.
That's really sweet, Eric.
Okay, everybody, this is my other best friend. This one is Rachel. She is here to spend this most joyous day with me.
Best friend. Eric,
look, Rachel, I am really glad that you and Jack are here to spend this day with me. Hey,
how great are my friends, huh?
Oh, right, one other thing. I think they're in love with each other.
In time. I'm having a baby.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Alan, this one's a C-section. You go up there.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
The only thing I want you to do is when you faint, faint that way.
What makes you think I'm going to faint?
Because you're going to look over the drape while I'm making the incision, even though I'd advise you not to.
Oh, that's going to be a tough image to get rid of.
What a glorious experience. You must be very excited about the new baby, Morgan.
I guess.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, you guys want me to move out? Or?
No, Eric, we don't want that. This is really new to us, and it's not like Jack and I are ready to live together.
You do live together. Yeah, but Eric, we don't want anything to change.
No, we don't want anything to change, Eric.
Guys, you're kidding yourselves. It has changed. It will never be the same again. I'm gonna move out.
All right, the nurse is gonna help push as I pull the baby out. You may feel some movement.
Uh-huh.
Should be over in a minute.
Alan, can you see the baby?
Oh, my God, honey, it's a boy.
Another one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, he's beautiful.
You want to cut the cord, Alan?
Yeah.
Right here. And now we'll give him a bath and return him to his mother.
Hurry up. I can't wait to hold him.
Oh, he's perfect. Just like his mother. All right, kiddo. Bath time.
Doctor, his breathing is irregular.
What? No, it isn't.
Get him to ICU.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with him.
Is he going to be okay?
This is just a precaution.
Well, where are you taking him?
Neonatal ICU. You can follow the nurse there.
Alan, the intensive care.
Oh, he's going to be okay. He's in good hands. Why don't you try and decide on a name, okay?
No, Alan, you bring him back to me.
Corey, you transparent moron. If you sigh one more time, I'm going to give you something to sigh about.
Not for 1 minute.
on this nationally recognized day of love, did I not think about you and want to be with you?
Corey, we are here for a very important reason. Believe it or not, but there are other things in this world more important than us.
I don't believe it, because that's why we're getting married, because there is nothing more important than us.
I only got to hold him for a second. He's not breathing on his own. They've got him on a respirator. And they don't know if he's just so small, so helpless. I don't know how I'm going to tell your mother.
Can't decide between Joshua or Daniel. Where's the baby?